Welcome to Intentional Living. I'm your host, Yolanda Stretchen. This is episode 358, Continue Rising. Everyone on social media seems to have it all together. They show you all the glitz and glamour, but they never pull back the curtains and show you the real work, the hustle, the grind, what it really takes to be successful. For some, these smoke and mirrors leads them to playing a comparison game. And before long, their self-esteem is down. Unfortunately, there are so many ways to lose your sense of self-esteem, despite how trivial they may seem. But you must continue to believe bigger. And despite what may be going on, do not lose your sense of self and who you truly are. Today, I want to share with you 7 ways to keep your self-esteem high and stay cut above the rest. Number 1, know your purpose. It is so very critical if you want to live intentionally. This may take you some time, but it will be well worth it. You will no longer be wandering through life with no sense of direction, hoping that you'll find happiness, health, and prosperity. When you identify your life purpose or your personal mission, you will have your own unique compass that will lead you true north every time. Number 2, know your values. What do you value most? Pull out your journal and make a list of your top 5 values. Some may be respect, security, freedom, family, spiritual development, learning. As you begin to set your goals for 2021, you want to check and see if your goals are in alignment with your values. If the goals doesn't align, then you may want to reconsider it or revise it. Number 3, know your needs. Unmet needs can keep you from living authentically. Take care of yourself. Do you have a need to be acknowledged, to be right, to be in control, to be loved? There are so many people who live their lives without realizing their dreams, and most of them end up being stressed or even depressed for that matter. Jot down your top 4 needs and then make sure they are being met, or you are strategizing how they will be met. Number 4, know your passions. You know who you are and what you truly enjoy and want out of life. So obstacles like doubt and lack of enthusiasm will only hinder you so much. They will not derail your chance to become the greatest version of you you're seeking to be. Express yourself and honor the people who have inspired you to become the very person you want to be. Number 5, live from the inside out. Increase your awareness of your inner wisdom by regularly reflecting in silence. Commune with nature. Breathe deeply to quiet your distracted mind. Connect spiritually. So many of us find it hard to even find the peace and quiet we want in our own home. I love to sit in a dark room and listen to soothing music while I clear my mind and recharge my soul for what's next. Number 6, honor your strengths. What are your positive traits? What special talents do you possess? Grab your journal again and write down 3. If you get stuck, you can ask a trusted friend to help you identify them. Often we are unable to see what others see in us. Are you imaginative, crafty, good with your hands? Find ways to express your authentic self through your strengths. You can increase your self-confidence when you share what you know to others. Number 7, serve others. When you live authentically, you may find that you develop an interconnected sense of being. When you are true to who you are, living your purpose, and giving of your talents to the world around you, you give back in service what you came to share with others, your spirit, your essence. The rewards for sharing your gift with those close to you and even strangers is priceless. Self-improvement is indeed one type of work that is worth it. The difference lies within ourselves and how much we want to change for the better. Thank you for stopping by. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, will you be so kind and share? Till tomorrow, be your best and be blessed.